Here we are, latest Manchester United headlines. I'm Tom Hill. We'll start with the news with Mark Hughes, the ex-Manchester United player, and he believes that Ryan Giggs is an excellent candidate to become the next Manchester United manager. The former Red Devils captain is currently in charge of the Wales national team after taking over the reins of his country over 2 years ago, back in 2018. He previously worked as caretaker boss after David Moyes lasted just 11 months, when he replaced Giggs' former boss, Sir Alex Ferguson. The retired Wales international worked as Louis van Gaal's assistant for 2 seasons. Former teammate Ole Gunnar Solskjaer is the current manager, but is under immense pressure after a poor start to the season. And Hughes has told BBC Sport he believes he could be the next man in. So I think Ryan's in a good place in his manager career. He's on an upward trend. He's probably more likely to get an opportunity at Manchester United than he was when van Gaal left. Maybe they felt his management CV wasn't strong enough at that point. But if he goes to the European Championship and does well, then there's no reason why he won't be in the frame. He's a fantastic player throughout his career. He's had good opportunities to learn on either side of the fence. Another former Manchester United player, Paul Scholes, has been in the headlines of late. Of course, he's taken over at Salford on an interim basis, but he's said that the signing of Edinson Cavani was very strange, and he believes the Uruguayan should have been a loan signing. Prolific striker Cavani ended protracted speculation about his future by signing on transfer deadline day after his departure from PSG. He told Stadium Astro, "We'll have to wait and see. Obviously, in this day, he's a top-quality centre-forward, there's no doubt, but at 33, he looked like he was going to retire. He'd not played a lot of football last season. 5, 6 years ago, he's probably a great signing, possibly taking us to the next level, but I don't think he'll do that now." He went on to say that he believes the forwards that they have, they should have had a loan signing instead, and of course filled a little gap, such as that Henrik Larsson did years ago. Into the news on the team news front, and Manchester United returned to action this week on the trip to Newcastle. He should be without Cavani and Anthony Martial, should Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, but reports claim that Alex Telles could and should make his debut. That's all then for the latest headlines. We'll have more news later.